Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, a lot happening in Washington, from a possible government shutdown to a highly respected military official leaving. Plus, a major airport affected by drones, a deal giving employees $1 million each, and the first day of winter. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Friday, December 21st. You ready? Let's do this. The deadline is tonight at midnight, and now a government shutdown may actually happen. President Trump now says he'll veto any spending bill that doesn't have that $5 billion for a border wall that he wants. It's another change from earlier this week. First, he did demand that $5 billion. Then Republican lawmakers signaled the president was actually okay with waiting until next year to fight for it. But then came the pushback from Trump supporters and certain pundits. And the president is back to demanding the money for border security. Money Democrats say they won't vote for. The whole thing has sent U.S. stocks way down. So far, the new bill with the new funding for a wall did pass the House yesterday. But the question now is, will it pass the Senate today? NBC News says not likely. It needs bipartisan support in the Senate to get the 60 votes needed. A vote could happen today, though, so we'll see. Here's what a shutdown could look like. 9 departments would close. The AP reports 800,000 federal workers will either have to work without pay or be told not to come to work, still without pay, at least until this standoff is over. Other things that could be impacted as well include national parks, for example. They may close or at least have the visitor centers closed. So, to be continued. Another big story right now is another person leaving the Trump administration. A significant person, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. He turned in his resignation this week and will leave by the end of February. He said in his resignation letter, his views no longer aligned with the president's. And he specifically talked about the importance of supporting our allies. This all comes one day after Trump's call to bring troops home from Syria. The New York Times reports Mattis tried to convince Trump to keep troops there, but when that didn't work, he decided to leave. The Military Times says Mattis is wildly popular among troops and that both Republicans and Democrats respect him. The Wall Street Journal reports military officials are worried the sudden withdrawal of troops from Syria could actually help ISIS and countries like Russia and Iran and hurt our Kurdish allies in Syria. But President Trump still says the fight against ISIS is over and that's all we were there to do. So stay tuned for what will happen with the troops in the coming weeks and who might replace Mattis for that top job in 2019. It's Britain's second largest airport around the busiest time of the year, and a drone had planes grounded and Gatwick Airport in London shut down. The drone was apparently flying in and out of the airspace, and of course, drones are extremely dangerous around planes. Police say it's deliberate. ABC News reports they're searching for who might be responsible, and the military has even been called in. Tens of thousands of passengers have been stranded and incoming flights rerouted. But as of early this morning, the BBC says hundreds of flights should now have the green light to take off, but some are still canceled, and travelers are still being told to check their flight status before heading to the airport. Today marks 50 years since the Apollo 8 launch. Apollo 8 was the first manned mission to the moon. The astronauts were the first humans to go beyond Earth's gravitational force. And it was the first time humans saw the far side of the moon with their own eyes. And next year will mark 50 years since Apollo 11, when the first humans walked on the moon. Today's episode is brought to you by the daily tech news podcast, Tech Meme Ride Home. It's a daily 20-minute tech news roundup that also informs you about the conversation happening in the industry. And it's from Silicon Valley's most read news source, techmeme.com. So you know you're getting the news from the experts. In fact, Mark Zuckerberg even told The New Yorker that it's the source for tech news he definitely follows. And because you're listening to this show, I know you'll love and appreciate the fact that you can listen on the go and get all the tech news you need quickly and in one place. So if you love the tech news I talk about here, you can get even more of it with Tech Meme Ride Home. And it's actually more for your ride home. It comes out at 5 p.m. each weekday and gets you in the know about all things tech in minutes. So search Ride Home in your favorite podcast app and subscribe for free. Again, search Ride Home and add Tech Meme Ride Home to your daily playlist. Now back to the news. A big cigarette company, Altria, just bought a big stake in a popular e-cigarette company, Juul Labs. And as part of that deal, Juul employees will be getting paid a big bonus, as in an average of more than $1 million an employee. Really? CNBC reports Altria agreed to pay a total of $2 billion to split among Juul's 1,500 employees over time. Although some people will get more and some less, depending on things like how much stock they own and how long they've been with the company. Wired reports Juul won't comment about this yet, but it could be one way to keep employees there who were reportedly not happy about partnering up with a cigarette company. In the past, Juul has sold itself as a way to be a safer alternative to regular cigarettes. Oh, and that deal, by the way, gives the vaping company a valuation of $38 billion. Both companies and regulators are paying more attention to cannabis. The maker of Budweiser wants to make a beer that could get you high. Business Insider reports Anheuser-Busch is partnering with a Canadian marijuana firm to at least research cannabis-infused drinks with, yes, CBD, but also THC, which is what gets you high. These drinks would not have alcohol in them, though, and it would be for Canada, where drinks and edibles will be legal in 2019. But CNBC reports U.S. regulators are looking for ways to make it legal to sell a variety of CBD products across the U.S., like oils and drinks. But those would not have THC. Also, the recently signed farm bill in the U.S. already legalized another form of cannabis, hemp. Rapper Travis Scott will apparently be joining the Super Bowl halftime show. That's at least what sources are telling Variety and TMZ. He apparently signed on to join Maroon 5 for the show. But it's not without controversy. Variety says some stars, like rapper Jay-Z, say Scott should not do this. They're not happy with how the NFL has treated former player Colin Kaepernick after he started kneeling during the national anthem. But as TMZ says, it's arguably the biggest gig in music. Today is the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice, or known as the first official day of winter, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. And then tomorrow will be the last full moon of the year, but CNN says it'll look full and very bright tonight. And there's a meteor shower expected a day or two after the solstice, so you might get to see some shooting stars this weekend. Then, of course, Christmas is coming up next week on Tuesday. Kwanzaa starts the day after that and goes until January 1st. And that's it. But before you go, a little announcement today. Our next new episode will be out on Wednesday. We are taking off Monday and Tuesday next week for the holidays, and then you'll be seeing special episodes out on Wednesday and Thursday that I think you'll love. Then it's back to normal on Friday with a regular show, catching you up on all the news you may have missed during Christmas week. I'm wishing you a wonderful holiday, and remember, you can always read more about the stories in today's episode or any of the episodes you listen to in the day's show notes. From the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, just click episodes and you'll see all the episodes right there. Happy holidays. I'll be back on Wednesday. Have a great weekend.